Before he could speak, her lips were on his. It was the farthest thing from a chaste kiss, her tongue slipping into his mouth and past his teeth to grapple with his. Nameless had been kissed many times and knew how to read his partner, but Ascria had surprised him with the sudden advance. So instead of focusing on the kiss, panic spread in his breast as his fear of hurting her again blossomed in his mind. Kiss her back.
Volga, what are—
I must confess, I was still with you when you left Juni's mind, once Ascria sought you out. Well, I was curious. Now stop thinking at me and kiss her. She needs it. The flurry of thoughts passed between them in an instant. Meanwhile, he had one arm up between them, resting against the front of Ascria's shoulder, the warmth of her cleavage teasing his forearm. With Volga's urging, the arm that had been raised to push the Amazon away instead slipped under hers and wrapped around her back, pulling her closer as their kiss deepened. But he was far too conscious of the fact that they weren't alone. Juni and the other Amazons had fallen silent when Ascria had pounced on him, worried expressions on their faces. So before long, he pulled away from the young teller, the heat of her gaze on his enough to stir his passion, but not enough to forget their surroundings. She bit her lip as she read his expression, suddenly anxious.
I'm sorry, Valkyria Data. I should not have—
It's all right,
he interrupted her quickly, though he was still distracted by the taste of her.
I kissed you back, after all.
They both fell silent for several awkward seconds.
So, that just happened,
he finally said in a bid to break the tension. Her face was now in her hands as she groaned.
It shouldn't have. Forgive me. Witch's tits, what will your bondmates think?
He chuckled.
Well, one of them thought that I should kiss you back. The others are a mixed bag.
Her head came out of her hands rapidly as she looked at him in shock.
What?
Laughter bubbled out of him again. He couldn't help it.
Empath, remember? Volga was here. Or is?
Is, as are the others.
Ascria pursed her lips at the distant look in his eyes, waiting. His eyes focused again, and he smiled ruefully.
Is.
The Amazon blushed rosy red, once again looking shamefaced.
Is she very angry with me?
No, none of them are,
he insisted.
Like I said, it's a mixed bag.
Everything in her posture screamed vulnerability as one arm came up and gripped her opposite shoulder, reassuringly hugging herself.
What does that mean?
Once again, she had to wait while he reflected inwards on the lights that were his bondmate's souls, forever in his mind. Knowing that honesty was the only way to move forwards, he drew in a steadying breath as he held out his free hand and began to tick them off on his fingers.
Volga is fine with it. She loves everyone, though. Kind of an angel thing, I guess. Ophelia feels pretty much the same. She and Nina are debating the pros and cons of having an Amazon around. Millie isn't sure what she feels. Kind of a long story there. And Erica...
He trailed off. This time it was his turn to blush.
What? Erica what?
He coughed delicately as his blush deepened until the tips of his ears were burning.
I'm not going to say that,
he muttered.
Say what?
Ascria urged with a frown.
Erica, cut it out. We said no more of that. It wouldn't be fair to her.
What is happening?
The Amazon demanded.
Allow me, Ascria.
Volka's amused thoughts brushed against hers and quickly shared exactly what Erica was inflicting on her husband. It was
graphic,